ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತ್ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ 380 ಶಾಂತಿ ಸಭೆ ಅಸಚ್ಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ಕಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರದ ವಿಕಟ ಪಾಶಾಲಿ ವಿರಿಹ ಪ್ರಕಾಮಂ ಕಾಮಾದಿ ಪ್ರಕಟ ಪತಿಪಾತಿ ವ್ಯತಿಕರೈ ಗಲೇ ಬದ್ವಾ ಹನ್ಯೇಹಮಿತಿ ಬಕ ಬಿದ್ವರ್ತ್ಮ ಪಗಣೆ ಕುರು ತ್ವಂ ಫುಟ್ಕಾರ ನವತಿ ಸಯತಾತ್ವಾಂ ಮನಯಿತ ಸೊ ಇಸೇಸ್ ಅಸತ್ ಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ಕಷ್ಟಪ್ರದ ವಿಕಟ ಪಾಶಾಲಿ ವಿರಿಹ ಸೊ ಆನ್ ದ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಡ್ಯಾಸ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಯಾಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೈವೇ ರಾಬರ್ಸ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್ ಆಂಗರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಗ್ರೀಡ್ ಇಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೈಡ್ ದೇ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಸಾಧಕ ಡಿವಿಯೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಬೈ ಬೈಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೆಕ್ through the noose of wicked deeds. Deeds which are inspired by lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride, which take the person away from the path of, sparkling path of devotion. So he says, what is the solution? He says, hanyeham, hanyeham, iti kurutvam putkaran. Shout, I am dead, I am dead. To whom? Bakabit Vartma Pagane. To the Vaishnavas who follow in the path of Krishna. Sa Yatatvam Avati Sa Yatatvam Manayita. And? So that... So that they can come and protect. So basically the point that he is mentioning here is the only solution to overcome these internal obstacles of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion, pride is the association of Vaishnavas. So yesterday we started discussing Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj's commentary to this, where he mentioned about lust. And the essential point that he mentioned was that Sankalpa Prabhavan Kamam Stepta Sarvan Asheshataha. That he says that a particular desire is born out of a general lifestyle, a general outlook. A person's general outlook more or less decides the kind of desires that will control him. If a person has come with a very clear, fixed understanding that I want to progress in spiritual life, then his specific desires will also follow that general desire. But if a person has come in the mood of wanting to have a happy-go-lucky, free life, then his specific desires will also follow that general outlook of life that he possesses. So he says that Sankalpa Prabhavan Kama. Kama follows the Sankalpa. Sankalpa means one's outlook of life. What is my subtle purpose of life is what? To live a comfortable life, to enjoy, to not have tension, or is it to serve, earn mercy, earn Vaishnava relationships? So that general outlook decides the particular desires that a person will develop. And it also indicates the potential obstacles that may come in that person's life if that outlook continues. That is what he is indicating here. संकल्प प्रभवान कामान. सो यू कैनॉट एड्रेस इंडिविजुअल डिजायर्स इफ द जनरल आउटलुक ऑफ दैट पर्सन इज फ्लॉड. यू कैनॉट जस्ट किसी को इफ समवन इज स्ट्रगलिंग विथ लस्ट, इफ द जनरल आउटलुक ऑफ दैट पर्सन इटसेल्फ इज टू हैव अ वेरी एंजॉयबल लाइफ, अगर उसको वो जनरल आउटलुक को चेंज भी ना करके लस्ट को एड्रेस करना इम्पॉसिबल है. सो दैट जनरल आउटलुक, दैट इज वाई वासुदेव प्रभु कीप्स आस्किंग फॉर व्हाट पर्पस यू केम टू द आश्रम, हैज इट चेंज और इज इट द सेम, बिकॉज इफ दैट इज नॉट एड्रेस्ड then that the specific desire, the specific obstacles that we are facing cannot be individually addressed if the general outlook of that person towards life is inappropriate. So therefore Maharaj suggested that two things. One is तस्मात्वम इंद्रियान्यादौ नियम्य भरतर्षभ, कीपिंग द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स अवे फ्रॉम द सेंसेस, एंड सेकंड इज टू शार्पन द इंटेलिजेंस थ्रू द स्क्रिप्चर्स बाय शार्पनिंग द वैल्यू सिस्टम. सो इन दीज टू वेज वन कैन एड्रेस द दिस इश्यू ऑफ लस्ट. दैट इज इन एसेंस व्हाट वी डिस्कस्ड अबाउट lust yesterday. Then the next theme that Maharaj discusses, which we will discuss today, is the relationship between the enemies. This is a little long section. Let's see if we can cover it. We have about 1 hour. The gang of thugs has been friends with us over a long time. So much so that generally we have almost become a member of that gang. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Prakamam Kamadi Prakata. He uses the word Prakamam. Prakamam means I desired to have, to establish a friendship with these six enemies. Prakamam Kamadi Prakata. They have appeared out of nowhere and are led by Kama. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna calls this enemy of ours Kamarupam Durasadam. Kamarupa means an enemy in the form of lust, but Kamarupa also means a ghoul. Kamarupa means one who takes a form of his choice. Any ghoul means like a ghost. A particular kind of ghost which can take any form of its choice.
Personification of karma, the karma is treated as a person, entity, and also as a specific desire. Karma as a desire.
Kama rupa means one who can take any form he wishes. Kama means desire, rupa means form. So this kama rupa is the main enemy of the living being, especially the living being who is trying to attain a spiritual nature and has taken to the spiritual path. Sometimes lust comes to us in undisguised forms, but it may also come to us as a Vaishnava with a tilak and beads saying, let's chant. Because sometimes a person engages in spiritual practice for the sake of some mundane fruits. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. I want neither money, nor followers, nor beautiful women. Kavitam, neither do I want respect. I want nothing. Kama generates 4 types of anarthas. Those generated by sinful activities, by pious activities, by offenses, and those generated by bhakti. So, Dushkrutotta, Sukrutotta, Bhaktiotta and Aparadotta Anarthas are all desires actually. They are all desires. So that particular desire can have a root in either our past sinful life or our past pious life or improper practice of or proper practice of bhakti, and it can also come out of performing aparadhas.
Basically, another thing is we actually start recognizing these desires which are there and start working on it.
The anarthas generated by pious or sinful activities are classified in various ways. Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha and abhinivesh. So avidya means the first impressions, and asmita is that aspect of Maya Devi which allows us restricted access only to impressions related to this particular life, so that we develop a very strong identification with the current body. Asmi, utena dasosmi, I am your servant. Which means, asmi means who am I? Asmita means that which creates one's self-identity. So how is that self-identity created? The self-identity is created by giving us restricted access only to vasanas of this lifetime. Even though we have vasanas from past millions of lives, but only vasanas related to this particular life, yes, we are given access to. That is why we don't identify with our brother from the past life as our brother, or mother from our last life as our mother. We identify with this lifetime's brother, this lifetime's sister, this lifetime's father. How? Because that asmita part of Mahamaya allows us access only to vasanas related to this particular lifetime. Therefore, it creates a particular identity, asmita. I am Balram Shaktidas. I am Kiran Vagadari. Nahi.
Vagadari,
jo bhi hai. Mere liye dono same hai. आपका हिम्मत गाढ़ा है, हिम्मत प्रभुलाल गदा, गदा है कि गाढ़ा है कि क्या है? सो एंड देन अविद्या leads to raga and dvesha. Certain past impressions have been bad impressions, certain impressions which create dvesha, certain impressions have been good impressions which create raga. And that raga and dvesha further condense into abhinivesh. Raga abhinivesh and dvesha abhinivesh. What I like, I want to get it, and what I hate, I want to destroy it. So that constant absorption in our likes and dislikes is called as abhinivesh. So the Dushkrutota and Sukrutota anarthas, they manifest in the form of this avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha and abhinivesh.
Same thing.
Yeah, correct.
What does vasana mean?
Vasana means past impressions which give you memory of your past enjoyment or suffering.
So is it a trigger or is it a chaos?
It acts as a trigger to generate particular desires. Like abhi आपका सुबह, कल का ही एग्जाम्पल लेता हूँ. सुबह आते हैं आप, नॉन स्पाइसी ही लेते हैं, स्पाइसी में जो भी हो उसको लेते ही नहीं. क्यों? बिकॉज यू सेड एवरी टाइम आई हैड टू सफर, बिकॉज देर इज अ वेरी स्ट्रांग इम्प्रेशन ऑफ सफरिंग, देयरफॉर इट हैज जनरेटेड द्वेष टुवर्ड्स थिंग्स विच मे नॉट सूट योर बॉडी. So, like that. So, that is like a past impression, a past experience. which you can remember. Like that.
Yeah, one point is the vasanas, which impressions, the experiences which you had, which you know we have suffered, and now we don't want to, you know, engage in it. But sometimes when the stimulus comes, you know it is sometimes gets covered also, and we go for it
because it is mixed. Because you have an impression of enjoying it also. And the tongue enjoys, the stomach suffers.
Mm.
Sometimes the tongue's raga overcomes the stomach's dvesha. And sometimes the stomach's dvesha overcomes the tongue's raga.
That's the tussle going
on. Tussle between them. That is why we say that, some people say that, oh, how can you say that value system, स्क्रिप्चर का ही वैल्यू सिस्टम है, बाकी सब वैल्यू सिस्टम नहीं है. बिकॉज द अदर वैल्यू सिस्टम इज ऑल्सो बेस्ड ऑन राग एंड द्वेष ओनली. कोई बोल रहा है अरे मैं भी सिस्टम रूल्स फॉलो करता हूँ, रेड में रुकता हूँ, ग्रीन में जाता हूँ व्हेन आई टेक माय व्हीकल. हाउ कैन यू से दैट ओनली शास्त्री वैल्यू सिस्टम इज देयर. सही है, आप जो बोल रहे हैं सही है, बट आप रेड में क्यों रोकते हैं? क्योंकि आपको फाइन भरना नहीं है, है ना? ऐसा नहीं है कि एंड ग्रीन में क्यों जाते हैं? इफ यू डोंट डू इट देन यू विल ओनली गेट डिलेड, बिकॉज समवन विल स्टॉप यू, समवन विल स्टॉप योर कार, समवन विल फाइन यू. सो यू हैव द्वेष टुवर्ड्स पेइंग फाइन, दैट्स व्हाई यू आर स्टॉपिंग. It is not necessarily a value system actually. So that way if you trace down, it is all based on raga and dvesha only. The mundane value systems are all on the platform of raga and dvesha only.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had the discussion was ehi balo,
ehi man,
ehi sabha manodharma.
So, कर्मकांड ज्ञानकांड सकल विषय रबांड अमृत बुलिया विषाकाय. नहीं नहीं वो नहीं,
यही मानो यही मान दर, दिस इज गुड दिस इज बैड, यही सब मनोधर्म. मनोधर्म इज बेस्ट ऑन ड्रग एंड वेश. नाउ व्हाट इज द सॉल्यूशन, हाउ डू वी रियली आइडेंटिफाई, यू नो, बेस्ड ऑन आवर स्वभाव दिस रेवलेशन, हाउ टू रियली गेट रिड ऑफ इट, व्हाट इज द सॉल्यूशन, हाउ टू टैकल इट?
वी कैन टैकल इट. See, first thing, same thing that Maharaj told yesterday. If it is in your sight, then the force of raga and dvesha is very strong. If it is out of sight, the force of raga and dvesha is weak. Abhi Krishna Gaur Prabhu ke saamne kuch alag alag prakar ka vyanjan nahi rakha hai. Kali millet kichdi hai, to bahut easy hai. Agar baki sab cheez unka बहुत अच्छा लगता है वो भी है, फिर उसको मत गाओ बोलेंगे तो थोड़ा मुश्किल ही है ना. वैसा है, दैट इज वन वे टू कीप द सेंसेस अवे फ्रॉम द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. सेकंड इज टू स्ट्रेंथन द वैल्यू सिस्टम, बिकॉज द पावर पावर विच कैन फाइट द वासनास इज द पावर ऑफ राइट एंड रॉन्ग. सो व्हेन देयर इज अ स्ट्रांग understanding of right and wrong and the consequences of right and wrong, and a clearly defined goal, then you will see all this raga and dvesha stimulus to be an obstacle to attaining that goal. So constant hearing of the sambandha and prayojan makes that, so when the person, When a student constantly keeps hearing about, hearing and seeing, you know, the life of a doctor, how I will get to treat patients. So then when that desire to become a doctor becomes strong and strong and strong, then the distractions in the form of mobile phones and cricket and games and television, all of that, their force will become relatively weaker because of the value system that, you know, I want to become a doctor. The attachment to the prayojan has become very strong. But when the attachment to the prayojan is weak, then all the obstacles there influence, the raga and dveshas stimulus will be very strong, and there is no strong opposing force to fight that. The anarthas generated by pious or sinful activities are classified in various ways. Ignorance, false ego, attachment to something, aversion to something, fear of death. Avidya, ignorance, is the original problem of the living being, and the living being, which is spiritual in nature, identifies itself with this bag of flesh and blood. All this is the result of our past activities, whether sinful or pious. Offenses generate the most horrible anarthas. Ultimately, it is precisely our independent, capricious desire to do only what I want that is at the heart of committing the offenses. If I am driven by this desire, I begin committing offenses to the Guru or the Vaishnavas because they are an obstacle to the realization of my independent desires, my karma. So, independent mentality and attachment to doing only what I want is the main cause of committing offenses.
In fact,
because bhakti is characterized by surrender, and anti-bhakti is characterized by lack of surrender, which is aparadha.
You can say that initially Arjuna does not want to fight and is hitting back at Krishna, you know, katam bhishma mahansati. It's like, because he doesn't want to follow the desire of Krishna to fight.
Yeah.
So something like that?
Yeah, correct. Being attached to what one wants to do. As a result, I start considering them to be ordinary people. Finally, the anarthas generated by bhakti are the desires for gain and the desires for honor and respect. These are also the result of karma. Sometimes people, being aware of this problem of karma, try to overcome it by applying additional efforts in practicing renunciation. Additional vairagya they try to practice to overcome the karma. They may fast a lot or perform some extreme form of austerity, but actually vairagya is not our practice. Those who practice vairagya as a means of achieving something in spiritual life are just torturing themselves, getting nothing but suffering. Rupa Goswami was a renounced man, but he did not practice vairagya. It was natural for him. Vairagya was not his sadhana. Vairagya was the result of his practice of bhakti. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janiyatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Jayadaha Yukam. Rupa Goswami was a renounced man, but he did not practice vairagya. Nor he did not. For him, vairagya was not an end in itself. For him, it was the natural state of his heart.
I'll give you an example of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's principle, Yukta Vairagya. Many preachers say that pala Vairagya to develop karo, taki aap yukta kar pao. So relating to that context, yahan par aapko kya karna chahiye?
Yukta Vairagya, bhakti, we can practice bhakti on three levels. The first level is the level of doubtailing. Oh, Yukta Vairagya nahi hai.
Aapko jo lagta hai.
युक्त वैराग्य डाउटेलिंग मतलब हमको जो अच्छा लगता है, जो भक्ति का, शुद्ध भक्ति का रेल्म के अंदर है, दैट वी डू बिकॉज आई लाइक टू डू बट फॉर कृष्णास प्लेजर. सो दैट पर्सन, यू मे गिव हिम सम सर्विस, बट ही मे से दैट प्रभु जी ये सर्विस करता हूं. अगर उनको वो ही करना है तो बाहर भी जाके कर सकता है. He wants to do it for the pleasure of Krishna and devotees. So that dovetailing is not outside the realm of pure devotional service. It is within the realm of pure devotional service. But that is not the highest realm of practicing pure devotional service.
First level, next
level. Uska higher level hai yukta vairagya. Yukta vairagya means, first principle of yukta vairagya kya hai? Anasaktasya vishayan. O particular vastu ke prati humko asakti nahi hona chahiye. To matlab wo vairagya hi hai na. To par yukta vairagya jo hai, ऐसा नहीं है कि ए युक्त वैरागी है या युक्त वैरागी नहीं है, ऐसा नहीं। अभी कुछ कुछ वस्तुओं के प्रति हमको नेचुरली कुछ अटैचमेंट नहीं है, जैसे चामर है, शंख है, उसमें आपको कुछ, डू यू सी एनी स्कोप फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन थ्रू दोस आइटम्स दैट कैन बी यूटिलाइज्ड इन कृष्णा सर्विस फॉर यू. But so that is fit for yukta vairagya for almost everyone. Because kisi ko garmi bhi lag raha hai, to fan dalega, to that is an easy way of cooling yourself than to chamara chamar se karna, bahut mushkil hai, tedious hai. But there are other things like say smartphone. To abhi usme kyunki yukta vairagya kya hai? अनासक्त से विषय, आपको आसक्ति नहीं होना चाहिए उसके प्रति. और निर्बंध कृष्ण संबंधित, कभी भी वो वस्तु यूटिलाइज हो रहा है वो कृष्ण के सेवा में ही यूटिलाइज होना चाहिए. तभी ये है युक्त वैराग्य का परिभाषा.
दो डेफिनेशन है, दो प्रिंसिपल्स है,
टू प्रिंसिपल्स, अनासक्त से विषय, निर्बंध कृष्ण संबंधित. तो दीज टू प्रिंसिपल्स आर देयर. तो दिस डिफाइन्स, तो कुछ कुछ लोगों के लिए कुछ कुछ चीज युक्त वैराग्य के रन के अंदर आएगा. एंड व्हेन वी एडवांस मोर एंड मोर थिंग्स विल कम विद इन द रन ऑफ युक्त वैराग्य फॉर अस. रामानंद राय का स्तर पे इवन द देवदासी कुड बी यूटिलाइज इन कृष्णा सर्विस, बट हम तो सोच भी नहीं सकते. Crores of rupees, Krishna service. Unattached. And anything that comes is used only in Krishna service.
At our level, we may begin a service of fundraising, thinking that I am using, collecting for Krishna, but we may end up using
it for our.
That's where the danger is. Anything which initially we might not be attached also to it.
Yeah, over
using
a period of
time.
Initially, when it is not there, we are detached. Yeah. When it actually comes, then we get attached.
Yeah.
That's why this great king, when they renounce the renounce is considered great because unka sahay.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Or tisra level hai, highest level, that is called as spontaneous devotional service, where everything is performed driven by spontaneous love for Krishna. वो तो भाव भक्ति का स्तर पे है. तो ये अनासक्त से, ये जो दो प्रिंसिपल से युक्त वैराग्य का, उसमें एक प्रिंसिपल जो है वो रिलैक्स कर सकते हैं. क्या है वो? अनासक्त से विषय. आपको वो वस्तु के प्रति या वो सेवा के प्रति आसक्ति है तो भी चलेगा, आप शुद्ध भक्ति कर सकते हैं. पर एक जो सेकेंड प्रिंसिपल है, इट शुड बी यूटिलाइज ओनली फॉर कृष्णा. एटलीस्ट आपको उसके प्रति आसक्ति है तो भी उसको खाली कृष्णा का सेवा में आप लगा सकते. वो प्रिंसिपल, सी समटाइम्स ड्यू टू अवर पास्ट बैड हैबिट्स, पास्ट वासनास, वी मे गेट टेम्प्टेड एंड यूज इट फॉर अवर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन, बट वी कैनॉट थिंक दैट इट इज ऑल राइट to utilize it for my sense gratification. That is not Shuddha Bhakti. This is what Krishna says. Jata Shraddho Matkatasu Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukkatmakam Kaman Parityagya Pyanishwara. He may know that all sense gratification leads to suffering, but still he may not always be able to say no. for sense gratification because of his past conditioning. But Jushamanascha tankaman durko darkamscha garhayan. But when he succumbs to sense gratification, he should sincerely repent. Krishna says. Krishna says, अरे मैं आपसे मुझे आपसे यह अपेक्षा नहीं है कि आप बिगिनिंग लेवल में ही पूरा एकदम रिनाउंस्ड आदमी रहेगा. मुझे आपसे वो अपेक्षा है ही नहीं. सो देयरफॉर आप व्हेन यू सकम टू सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन सम टाइम यू डोंट हैव टू गेट डिप्रेस्ड बट एट द सेम टाइम बी रिपेंटेंट एंड विद मोर डिटर्मिनेशन try to remedy the situation. But you can't think that it is all right. Then it becomes the seventh offense, committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Sometimes people being aware of this problem of karma try to overcome it by applying additional efforts in practicing renunciation, vairagya. They may fast a lot or perform some extreme form of austerity. But actually, Vairagya is not our practice. Those who practice Vairagya as a means of achieving something in spiritual life are just torturing themselves, getting nothing but suffering. Rupa Goswami was a renounced man, but did he practice Vairagya? No, he did not. For him, Vairagya was not an end in itself. For him, it was a natural state of his heart. The principle of renunciation, Vairagya, begins with austerity. Austerity does not mean that a person is standing on one leg or fasting. Let us consider our attachment to food. Everyone, even modern scholars who study the human physiology, agree that the average person eats more than needed from a physiological point of view. Why are we so attached to food? For enjoyment or greed? To get strength? No. As soon as we are born, we start eating milk. Since very childhood, even in those who have been raised on artificial milk, an inner psychological association between food and love takes place in a person. So, you remember, we discussed this many times. That is why when people are emotionally broken, when they feel lack of inner fulfillment, when they get depressed, in depression patients, they start eating like anything, non-stop, because subtly they feel that I can cover up this lack of fulfillment through filling my belly or eating something that I like. Binge eating, intoxication, pornography, these are all symptoms of lack of fulfillment actually. Illicit sex. All these manifest because what fulfillment one is not getting through inner relationships, one feels that I can get it through the senses. That is a subtle wiring, psychological wiring that people feel that I will compensate it by indulgence in these things. So whenever we lack love, we start eating. Sorry, mother's milk is a manifestation of her love and the baby sucks and sucks. Usually a baby wants to suck beyond the need for food. The baby sucks for love. So whenever we lack love, we start eating. There is a strong emotional or psychological association inside us that food means love. What we are looking for in life is not food. What we are looking for is love. When we have love, we do not need much food or sleep. What to speak of other things to satisfy our lusts? Thus, Vairagya appears in a natural way and we do not need anything else because our needs are satisfied. When one is internally satisfied, then he does not need satisfaction through food and sleep. This is how Goswamis are able to not eat and not sleep and survive. We cannot practice it.
Vairagya is byproduct. Attachment to Krishna is the primary.
Due to attachment to Krishna, therefore that satisfaction which comes through sleep and food is bypassed. Pibato achyuta piyosham tad vakyabdi vinisritam. Like that.
Parikshit Maharaj also says, no?
गोस्वामी का लेवल पे वो भी जरूरत नहीं था ना,
एक घंटा डेढ़ घंटा
नहीं।
हमारा स्तर पे वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड इट लाइक दैट ओनली. But how could the great Acharya
Shiv Maharaj tells 10 kind of that na esha ati dushya shuddha.
So at their level, how they are even able to be physically healthy, physically nourished.
Ek year se the Prabhupada ne mera 10-20 saal kam ho gaya hai because I travel a lot and
that is true, but Prabhupada also said, you bring me news about preaching, you are extending my life, people. Book distribution reports. He said, now I think I can travel again. I said, people, Prabhupada.
Regarding this Vairagya principle, these two paragraphs we are discussing. Prabhupada now asked me about the Bhakti of the Vairagya. There is also Bhakti which is practiced in different modes like Dasi, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhuri. So at that stage, when one is situated, automatically he attains Vairagya. That means when Rati is developed, he is completely detached from this. Because there are no desires in the mind. He is completely satisfied within himself. That's what Vishnu Chakra. So, but in this verse also it is said, Jnana Vairagya Yukta. So what exactly is the role
of... Sorry, I just lost the train of thought. Some important SMS came.
Yeah. Because Vairagya principle is being discussed here. So we are quoting that Vasudeva Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga Janeji Ashu Vairagya Jnana Vairagya. But there is another verse, Tad Shraddha Dhana Muni
Jnana Vairagya
Yukta Pashyanti Atmana Muni Bhakti Ashuti. So it is Jnana Vairagya Yukta,
Yeah. So that which is born out of bhakti.
No.
So what he says, Shruta Grihitaya Bhaktya. Bhakti is generated from hearing, and Jnana and Vairagya is generated from that bhakti. And engaging that Jnana and Vairagya which is born out of bhakti in performing devotional service.
No, that's all. My question was, in that commentary to Vasudeva Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, Krishna Chakatanga says this Bhakti Yoga Prayojita means Bhakti which is practiced in different modes, Dasi Sakya Vasya, that is like Bhavagati. So at that stage he says you have attained Vairagya. Because when you have developed Rati, then you have complete Vairagya. So for sadhakas who begin Bhakti, what is the role of Jnana and Vairagya? Initially, whether Jnana and
Rupa Goswami says, Ishat Pratama Meveti, he says. Very, very little bit just to start with. We cannot practice like Buddhist kind of vipassana and other things, and then hoping that that will help my bhakti. Yes. So our vairagya means bhogadityaga krishnasya hetave. It is our,
that is at sadhana level.
At sadhana level, that's what we do. That okay, this won't be pleasing to Krishna. I won't be able to pratikulyasya varjanam. So we don't try to do other such kinds of vairagya. And jnana means we study shravanam kirtanam, that we do.
Mahari Parshattu also gave a class, a little bit of jnana and karma is required in initial for the class.
Dhaniya Abhilashita
Shuma. Karma matlab naitika karma jo daily apna aate hai vate. Wo to vyakti ko karna hi padega na.
Little.
Thoda. Jnana bole ki Bhagwan.
Krishna is God, I am servant. A little bit of jnana.
Thoda gode.
Utna chahiye.
That is why it is not, it is jnana karma the anavratam.
Anavratam, shunya kyun nahi aisa mujhe.
So, when we have love, we do not need much food or sleep. What to speak of other things to satisfy our lust? Thus, vairagya appears in a natural way and we do not need anything else because our needs are satisfied. Raghunath Das Goswami would drink a glass of buttermilk every other day and was in perfect health because he was getting energy from another source, from love. Therefore, when we artificially try to protect ourselves from the sense objects, from the stimuli, then Krishna says, Karmendriyani Sanyamya Yaaste Manasasmaran Indriyartan Vimudatma Mityacharasa Uchyate. If we are restraining our senses but all the while thinking about sense objects, we are hopeless fool because we are cheating ourselves. So, it's a literal transcription. In his purport to verse 5 of the Manasiksha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur refers to a series of verses from chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. They describe how degradation takes place in 8 steps. There is an 8 step yoga that has 8 ascending steps, Ashtanga Yoga, and there are also 8 descending steps. Everything is symmetrical. 8 steps up and 8 steps down. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsan, Sangastesha Pajayate, Sangat Sanjayate Kamat, Kamat Krodo Vijayate, Krodat Bhavati Sammohat, Sammohat Smriti Vibhrama, Smriti Bhramshat Buddhi Nasho, Buddhi Nashat Pranashiti. These 8 steps leading down start when we begin to meditate on something material. By nature, we are meditators, and if someone doubts it, pay attention to what we do. We contemplate, we reflect, we begin to look. We are painfully trying to find an object that will make us happy as we scan the world. This is something only a human being is capable of. This is because other entities do not have a choice. All the other species see only what they need to see. For example, a frog's vision is created in such a way that it does not see slow moving objects, but only fast moving objects like flies. Seedha uska, it extends its tongue and catches that fly. Slow moving objects ko dekh nahi sakta.
It's only tuned to that frequency.
If you slowly touch a frog, it will not see you. The mosquito perceives only warm objects emitting carbon dioxide. Everyone has their own vision and each species sees only what it needs. But mankind sees everything. Therefore, a person can develop any desire. A person sees something, starts meditating on that object and thinks, oh, maybe that is what I have been missing. A person focuses on something and gains more and more confidence that, yes, that is what I need. The nature of meditation is that the more we meditate on something or someone, the greater our sangha or attachment becomes to that object or person. Those who practice vairagya may say that if you take some sense object, someone of the opposite sex for example, and try to see them through a large magnifying glass, they will not look so beautiful. Such persons ignore the way we are created. Sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kam. So, kya karte hain? Whomever you really are attached to, they say, okay, here is their photo, see them through a large magnifying glass. Do they look beautiful? They don't look beautiful, they look very ugly. But this is not a very sustainable way of creating vairagya. Because every time you can't roam around with the magnifying glass. Hey, sir. Those who practice vairagya may see that if you take some sense object, someone of the opposite sex for example, and try to see them through a large magnifying glass, they will not look so beautiful. Such persons ignore the way we are created. Sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama. A person first meditates and then develops attachment, sangha. When attachment is developed, then comes kama. Which example? No, that's what he is telling. So such person, they don't understand. वो देखने से काम डिसाइड डेवलप नहीं होता है. मेडिटेशन, फ्रॉम मेडिटेशन ओनली इट स्टार्ट्स. सो मेडिटेशन आप मैग्नीफाइंग ग्लास रख के मेडिटेट नहीं कर सकते ना. देखने का टाइम ही आप मैग्नीफाइंग
ग्लास भी नहीं पड़े. इवन इफ यू नो बाय ऑल द स्टैंडर्ड्स व्यक्ति अच्छा भी नहीं दिख रहा है, फिर भी व्यक्ति मेडिटेट करके गिरता ही है. फ्रॉम सब स्टैंडर्ड्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड अ पर्सन मे नॉट बी ब्यूटीफुल. But does not mean that a person does not fall for that.
Correct.
Magnifying glass to do
that. Yeah. Kama means our intelligence is set to work. It means desire, and desire means that the scheme of getting that object has already appeared in our mind. मतलब कैसे मैं उसको प्राप्त करने वाला हूँ? वो plan ready है mind में. काम का स्तर पे that plan is ready. Plan for enjoyment. Very powerful mechanisms are set to work. I go into the supermarket, for instance, and see something I want. If I do not have the money, then I start thinking about how to get the money. When I start making plans of how to get it, lust enters my intelligence. So, three places where lust resides, intelligence is one. So, planning ka star pe it remains on the intelligence platform. After that, a number of various physiological mechanisms turn on because intelligence sets to work on our senses, and that's the end. Kama krodho vijayate. Then krodha starts manifesting on all the senses. Kama has devoured the mind. First, there is a desire that appears simply in the mind, sangha. Then the desire appears in the intelligence. Then it appears in our senses, and that's it. Kama is also a huge burst of energy. Have you noticed what a surge of energy we feel when kama appears? The days have been dragging slowly. You have been feeling bored with no desire for anything. You have been feeling depressed, but kama appears and you spring to life. Then we get fed up with that particular sense object, and again the days are dragging and boring. And then there is a new object again. There is a new kama and a new life. Now, when we are trying to achieve that sense object, when we are trying to get what we need, we inevitably encounter obstacles. To destroy these obstacles, we need anger. It is a special energy that destroys obstacles. If something stands between me and the object of my desire, I am ready to destroy it all. Who has dared to prevent me? Who has dared to come between me and what I want, what I love? In my anger, I am prepared to do anything. This gang of highwaymen that Raghunath Das Goswami speaks of consists of Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada and Matsarya. First is lust, the most respected progenitor of the clan. Kama gives rise to Krodha. Another name for Krodha is Kamanuja. Kamanuja means Kama's younger brother. Krodha means anger. The river of anger begins to surge. We start screaming. We start destroying. We clench fists and our eyes turn red. This energy can sweep anything on its way. Another result of Kama is when we satisfy Kama, then it becomes Lobha. If Kama is not satisfied, then there is Krodha. One is outraged and ready to kill anyone. And if we satisfy Kama, then there is greed. Greed is another kinsman, the fat guy in their gang. When this gang comes to you, you should know them by their looks. The Kama that has grown fat is Lobha, greed. The Hitopadesh says that due to Lobha, we lose all shame. When this greed of satisfied desires develops, we cannot stop it. And there is a third result that is not mentioned among the six sins or six vices. If the obstacles are too strong for our anger to remove, then fear comes. Anger se sabko to rok nahi sakte na. So you can stop your equals, but what if one is very much senior? Anger se aapka anger se kuch hone wala hai. So it leads to fear. Sometimes Krishna speaks about it. He says, Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha. Raga means Kama, Bhaya means fear and Krodha means anger. These are the three emotions associated with each other. Accordingly, as a result of fear, greed and anger, we are seized by illusion, Moha. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha. So one can be illusioned due to lust, anger and greed, both, all three. Identifying ourselves with our possessions. What is illusion? Moha is when we forget ourselves to such a degree that we are ready to kill someone to either fulfill our lust, to either fulfill our anger, or to fulfill our greed. Normally, we would never do that. Again, this is a purely psychological reaction because anger, fear or greed inside produces an extremely strong drug that obscures consciousness and we may act in a way entirely out of character because we forget who we are. So when we are consumed by lust, anger or greed, it creates a particular chemical in our body which makes us forget who actually we are. Krishna explains that this is how the downfall takes place, where we do something we would not do otherwise. Eventually, at the heart of it all is Kama. Because of Kama, we degrade more and more. We commit a sin we would never imagine being able to commit. But then everything goes like clockwork. Everything is perfect because Moha has covered our intelligence and our consciousness. We do not understand who we are or what we are living for. The Vishnu Puran defines illusion. It is said there, this is my father and this is my mother. This is my wife and this is my house. But this is not your dad and your mom. This is not your wife and this is not your house. And this is not your body. We think that it all belongs to us. Actually, nothing belongs to us. We expand our I and moha makes us expand our ego overall. Krishna go. We are studying the kinship between kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya. What comes after moha, after we are illusioned? Mada means pride and madness. We start to be proud. All this is mine. This is mine and that is mine. I have so many things and they are all mine. So we start to expect that all others should respect and honor us because we have become very important. We cannot tolerate even the slightest humiliation. There is a nice example in Srimad Bhagavatam when Daksha was insulted. As a result of disrespecting his son-in-law, Lord Shiva, Daksha, was decapitated and his head burned to ashes. He was later restored to life when he was given a goat's head as a replacement. In this way, moha is transformed into mother and as a result of this, the ripe fruit, the most beloved, youngest son in the family is born. And who is this?
Matsarya.
Matsarya means when we start to envy someone for being better than we are, even in something small. It seems to us that the very fact of their existence is humiliating us. Our dignity suffers. We feel hurt and we rejoice when another person is suffering. When someone is suffering, we do not show it, of course, but inside we think, ah, Krishna has punished him. This is how these enemies are related to each other. And at the bottom of it all is kama, lust. Usually we consider kama to be our friend. There are even special training courses that teach people to develop kama. There are motivational training courses where people are told to write down all of their desires and then meditate on them. Every evening they go through all of their desires and tick off each one. But kama is a terrible thing and generates all human sins. The most surprising of all is that kama is impossible to satisfy. Even if one has everything, one will still not be satisfied. Therefore, Krishna calls this enemy kama, voracious, devouring everything, mahashana. So like that. So we will pause here and continue this discussion tomorrow.